The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good evening, Nerd Clan. I'm back. We're talking about Midnight Sun, Chapter 8, Ghost, in Blake's book club. Mary is downstairs doing some work. The children are in bed. Definitely not sleeping, but at least they're in bed doing their own thing. And it is 8:20 in the evening here in Little Rhody. So this chapter is a very small chapter. Not much happens here, and not much is really revealed about our characters. Although, there were some things here that were revealed. Number one, we have the two guests that were that of Jasper's. And they are vampires that definitely still dine on humans, which is why Edward was so concerned about Bella in the previous chapter. That was not revealed. And we'll see what happens. Hold on one second, guys. Yes, my little love. Okay, go right ahead. Oh, children. Children are great, especially when they need to go to bed and they refuse to do so. Charlotte and Peter, I think, are their names, if I can recall. Not my kids, the human eating vampires. Oh, that's funny. So that is revealed. One thing that does happen in this chapter, though, is Edward shows how jealous he is. And jealous may not be the right word, but just overly concerned about certain parties. And, of course, that being, number one, Mike Newton. Mike Newton is constantly on Edward's mind. Probably because Mike Newton is constantly trying to go out with Bella, I really quite like Edward's annoyance with him, and it's almost kind of deserved, that annoyance. There's this moment, oh God, it's so creepy, when Mike is talking with Bella, page 159. At the beginning of the chapter, and she greeted him, Mike, with enough enthusiasm to make him ecstatic, and me, the opposite. See, she likes me. She wouldn't smile like that if she didn't. I bet she wanted to go to the dance with me. Wonder what's so important in Seattle. And he perceived the change in her hair. I never noticed before. Your hair has red in it. I accidentally uprooted a young spruce tree my hand was resting on when he pinched a strand of her hair between his fingers. Only in the sun, she said. To my deep satisfaction, she cringed away from him slightly when he tucked the strand behind her ear. Oh my freaking goodness. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Oh man, that is gross.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.